Earth and Sky.
I'm Deborah Bird. For several years now, we've heard the story about Earth's becoming a more urban world. In 2008...
The UN, who estimates these things and does a rather detailed job of it, will in fact say that over half of world population is now urban.
That's Carl Hobb of the Population Reference Bureau in Washington, D.C. He talked about what urban means.
I think people should not get the impression that half of world population is living in places like Rio de Janeiro or New York. That's not at all true. A city of 5,000 or more in India, whose labor force is not wholly engaged in agriculture, is considered urban. If you've ever been to a town of 5,000 in India, you would not really think of that as being terribly urban.
He said the definition urban was first used to identify a non-agricultural population.
When you think about the U.S. at the time of its founding, we were essentially a nation of farmers. So we came to define the non-agricultural population, and we use that word urban. A much smaller share of people are in fact living in the Shanghais and the Bombays and the New Yorks of this world. However, it's not insignificant that people have moved into towns as opposed to being living off the land. It's still a sociological benchmark for sure.
We have more with demographer Carl Hobb of the Population Reference Bureau at our website. This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.